You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Pip Wilson sold her successful digital consultancy, Bluefin, in order to look for a new venture in the tech world. After a friend went through a difficult divorce, she had her lightbulb moment and decided to set up Amicable, a platform which uses technology to help couples separate more quickly and easily, enabling both parties to reach a fairer outcome. This is Pip's story.
Amicable's actually my second venture. So in 2002, I co-founded a company called Bluefin Solutions with three other co-founders. We did business-to-business consulting in the technology space, very much delivering software projects for really large companies. I love the whole experience of founding and growing a company, and we actually did that for 13 years before its sale a few years ago. But the thing that I really enjoyed was that employing people and creating something and actually growing an organisation. So I guess after a few years out, decided that I wanted to have another go. I was very keen to do something that was more consumer-facing rather than business, so B2C, not B2B. But I didn't go out looking for an opportunity. It kind of evolved as these things did. So I set up Amicable with a very close friend of mine, Kate Daly, and it was actually off the back of, unfortunately, her very difficult divorce. We spent a lot of time talking about where she was taking her current business. So she'd gone through a traumatic divorce and then decided that she would retrain in order to help other people going through a similar thing to be able to cope with it better and to have a better outcome. She'd been running her business for a few years and it worked. The idea worked and it was definitely helping people, but it wasn't scalable. And what we realised is that if we combined it with technology, there was a real opportunity to scale it. And that's where the idea for Amicable was born. Where we are unique is that we are a divorce services firm, not a legal firm. And if you use a lawyer to help with your divorce, and in some circumstances that's the only option, then your ex will also need a lawyer. And you will be paying two lawyers who will then have to kind of communicate with each other. We purposefully set up so that we are a divorce services firm, so that we can work with both people within a couple in order to try and find the best solution for them as a family. And especially where their kids involved, we say that you're not really separating. What you're doing is you're changing your relationship from one of parents to co-parents. And if you view it that way, it's a whole different nature of discussions. You are still going to remain the parents of these children going forward. So to get to the point where you can't communicate at all throughout the divorce makes it incredibly hard to then have an effective parenting relationship after that. Whereas if you start with the premise that we have to navigate this difficult change of relationship and do that in the way that works best for our whole family, it's a whole different discussion. The platform is a mixture of technology, but also a person there when you need a person. And right now we believe that technology can really help us scale, but it's not the be-all and end-all, and actually that combination of being able to talk to an individual at a difficult emotional time is key. So you sign up online, you provide all your details online, and then you have a divorce coach who helps you navigate the difficult bits. So the experience is very then varied for each individual, because every individual needs a different amount of help. If we're working with a couple, we run a series of kind of negotiation sessions with that couple. It's all done using a virtual platform, so you don't need to be in the same place as each other or as your divorce coach, but it is done using kind of regular meetings where you get together with a specific topic and you have kind of things to achieve in that session in order to get all the agreements you need to make to divorce finalised. I've had the experience of being in that startup world, and by doing that, you see every part of what it takes to grow and run a business, whether that's from the finance side, from the managing people side, from the just setting up the whole logistics side, or selling. And you cover all of that as a growing company. So that bit isn't actually different. What's different in this case is that we are selling a product to customers rather than other organisations. But I've found that I can bring my business experience and general kind of experience of having grown a company, and my co-founder is incredibly strong in the kind of the subject and the content of what we're doing, and that works really well. We think it's that power of the combination of the kind of psychology and the technology side that will be very key to our success. We only launched the product to market last Jan, so it's kind of 15 months in, and we've helped getting on for 500 people already. So people who have actually kind of bought our service, many more thousands have downloaded the app, which is free and it's generally available and use that. And that app has been downloaded in 54 countries. So whereas the service is only UK at the moment, or England and Wales at the moment, the app is very, very global. In terms of trajectory, I mean, the growth that we've achieved over the last year from kind of a standing start has been pretty fast, and we want to carry on in that level. I mean, we genuinely think that there is an opportunity to change the way that certainly the UK views divorce, and that's what we want to do. It should be seen as a sad thing, but not a bad thing, and we don't believe people should be punished for the end of their relationship. It just needs help on the navigation. Next steps is very much to carry on growing and carry on building out our technology solutions so we can help more people. And that might include more tools to be able to help separated parents, or also things for people who are cohabiting and separating, not just those who are divorcing, because we recognise that is a bigger area and growing. There are a lot of people now not getting married, but who still face the same challenges and the same decisions to be made when they separate. So we see if we can, I guess, stick with our name of Amicable and help all relationships that, unfortunately, when they come to end in the way that allows people to move on with their lives in the best way possible, then we'll be kind of achieving our sort of purpose and reason for being.
Thanks very much to Pip Wilson, founder of Amicable, for coming in and sharing her story. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.